astronauts to your stations.
You're listening to Noah and the Octonauts, an episode-by-episode discussion about the children's television series, The Octonauts, which features a crew of quirky and courageous undersea adventurers. Their mission? To explore the world's ocean, rescue the creatures who live there, and protect their habitats.
Explore! Rescue!
Protect!
Octonauts!
Our monthly podcast will bring together experts from inside and outside of NOAA to help you and the children you care about learn more about the real-life versions of the Octonaut sea creatures in the ocean they call home. This podcast is hosted by NOAA's Office of Education and the Coastal Ecosystem Learning Center Network. And today, I'm your host, Gabrielle Corradino. For the podcast today, we are talking about the Octonauts episode, The Eel Ordeal. The Octonauts watch as a school of eels migrate together. When Captain Barnacles, Shellington, Peso, and Quasi tried to get a closer look at the eels, the Gup A crashes. As they travel on foot, the team finds a young eel with an injured tail. The Octonauts help the eel make the rest of the journey up the river into the lake. Now, before we begin our chat, let's set the stage for today's deep dive. Current estimates have suggested that there are about 800 different species of eels around the world. Their size can range in length from a few inches up to 13 feet long. Eels can be found in fresh or salt water and are able to swim by making waves which travel the length of their bodies. The eels in the Octonauts episode are likely the European eel or the American eel. These eels are found in, you guessed it, Europe and in North America. Both species are known to migrate from marine habitats back to freshwater. The American eel's complex life history begins far offshore in the Sargasso Sea in the Atlantic Ocean. From there, the young eels drift with the ocean currents and then migrate inland into streams, rivers, and lakes. This journey may take many years to complete, with some eels traveling further than 3,000 miles. After reaching these freshwater bodies, they feed and mature for approximately 10 to 25 years before migrating back to the Sargasso Sea in order to complete their life cycle. There are ongoing efforts to monitor these fascinating eel migrations every year, as tracking their numbers or abundances can tell us about the health of the local waterway. There's even a NOAA-sponsored citizen science group called the Hudson River Eel Project that tracks the migration of American eels that are born in the Atlantic Ocean and then move into the North American estuaries. Our guest today is here to answer all of our questions about the different types of eels. Katie Breslin is here to share a little bit about her work at the North Carolina Aquarium at Roanoke Island. The aquarium is over 68,000 square feet and features marine life native to North Carolina coastal regions. And they even have a sea turtle assistance and rehabilitation center located on the island. Thank you so much for being here, Katie. Can you tell us a little bit more about your role at the North Carolina Aquarium?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. I'm a public program educator here at the North Carolina Aquarium on Roanoke Island, and that means I interpret or explain the habitats, animals, and other ecological concepts to our guests, as well as lead the interns that we have as they learn about marine education and interpretation.
As a public program educator, which Octonauts job do you have, Katie? Are you a researcher like Shellington, an oceanographer like Inkling, a systems analyst like Dashi, or a leader like Barnacles?
I think that I would say I'm probably a mix of Shellington the otter as a biologist and Professor Inkling as an educator. I really love to study ecosystems and organisms and then teach others about what I learn.
Well, we appreciate you being here to discuss the Octonauts team adventure rescuing the young eel. Does your job involve working with eels?
Yeah, so we currently house a spotted moray eel in one of our habitats in our Sea Treasures Gallery. And we often catch American eels in our catch and release fishing programs off of our Soundside Pier. So I learn about the various eel species that we display in-house, as well as those that we encounter in outdoor programming, so that I can tell guests about them.
Wow, so you actually have the American eel, which is the eel from the Octonauts episode. That's so interesting. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the eels feel like, or whether or not the eels have scales like fish, or are they really smooth? What kind of texture does the eel have?
That's an interesting question. So most eels feel like a really strong wet noodle, or I've even heard a hot dog covered in dish soap. And they typically either do not have any scales, or they have really small scales and their skin appears really smooth to the eye. But eels are covered in a coating of slime that helps protect their skin from germs and helps them escape predators.
Katie, can you tell us a little bit more about what eels eat? As I was doing my own research, I read that eels can actually be nocturnal, meaning that they are awake at night. Does this impact how the eels can hunt for their food?
Yeah, so most eels are primarily carnivorous. That means they eat meat that they hunt and catch. They catch prey. And being nocturnal allows the eels to avoid large predators and sneak up on their prey. So like us, eels have special adaptations or things that they do or parts of their bodies that help them survive and thrive in their environments. One adaptation that we have are our teeth. So we have different shapes of teeth so that we can bite and chew up our food in the most effective ways, like using those flat molars in the back of your mouth for crushing. And in my opinion, one of the coolest adaptations some eels have is their pharyngeal jaw. What that means is they have a special extra jaw inside their throat that as they're holding their food, it can come up, bite the food, and helps pull the prey into the mouth of the eel, since eels don't have hands like us to hold their food. And there are even some movie aliens that have been inspired by this really cool adaptation.
Wow, I had no idea that eels had a special jaw to help them hold on to food. That's really cool. In the episode, Captain Barnacles mentions that the eels face many dangers on the way back up the river and into the lake. Can you maybe explain or give us some kind of idea what Captain Barnacles may mean by dangers that the eels can be facing?
Yeah, Captain Barnacles is absolutely right. So like we mentioned before, these eels have special adaptations and they help them in their ecosystems. The type of eel in this episode likely spends its life in calm lakes most of the time, but it migrates to the ocean. So most of their adaptations are complementary to living in these calm lakes. And some of the dangers that they'll face on their migration could be fast and rocky river waters or obstacles on land like holes or debris. Extra barriers like the hole that we see in the episode make it really difficult or sometimes even impossible for these eels to complete their journey. So like the Octonauts, when we go to natural spaces, make sure we only leave footprints and only take away photos or memories so that we're not impacting those natural spaces for the animals like the eels.
Really important point, Katie, and something for all of us to keep in mind. Katie, can you maybe describe any other ways that people may be impacting eels?
Absolutely. We know that some people catch eels for food, or they'll catch them on accident. And eels are also impacted by loss of habitat. We might not see this directly, but if we cut off the migration route, by building on these natural areas or adding debris to the water, or even when we're really, really loud in those natural habitats, we can make it harder for eels to survive and thrive. However, lots of people are also doing positive things. They're studying eels like the Octonauts are to better understand what different types of eels need to be successful in their natural habitats. This research helps us protect the eels' habitat and their way of life.
Katie, can you share a little bit about this research that you just mentioned? Is there any particular eel research that's going on either with NOAA or the North Carolina Aquarium?
Yeah, so the North Carolina Aquarium on Roanoke Island and its sister facilities. We have the North Carolina Aquarium at Pinal Shores, the North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher, as well as Jeanette's Pier. And our mission is to inspire appreciation and conservation of our aquatic environments. We do this specifically for eels by educating the public on eel species with our programming and our exhibit signage. And when people learn about how cool these eels are, they really want to help protect them. We know that NOAA also helps inform people about eels through their exploration footage and research to understand how eels migrate and use their natural habitats. And then all of the North Carolina aquarium facilities work with NOAA to teach people about environmental issues like climate change and marine debris and how we can all help solve these issues, because every single person can help our amazing planet.
What a wonderful and positive message to wrap up today's show with. Thank you so much, Katie, for being here and answering all of our eel questions. We appreciate your time and energy on our show. That's the Octolert. We want to hear your questions. What eel question would you like to ask an expert? We'll make sure to pass along these questions to the NOAA scientists and our aquarium educators. Just head to NOAA's Office of Education Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to post your questions, and we'll post the answers. Well, that's it for today's show. To learn more about freshwater and saltwater eels, make sure to head to the North Carolina Aquarium and check out their website at ncaquariums.com. To get involved with the NOAA-sponsored Hudson River Eel Citizen Science Project, click the link in the transcript of this podcast. I'm Gabrielle Corradino from NOAA's Office of Education, and this has been Season 2 of NOAA and the Octonauts. See you next time!
Calling all Octonauts!
Quasi! Peso!
Charger!
Dishy!
Inkling!
Wait!
Turn up!
Quasi, activate Creature Report!
Creature Report! Creature Report!
Baby eels are born at sea.
Check, check, check.
But when they grow up, they leave.
Check, check.
Young eels do anything it takes to swim up rivers into lakes. Sometimes on their journey there,
check, check.
They go over land where they can breathe the air.
Dance break! Go eels! Go eels! Go eels! Creature
Report!
Creature Report!
Creature Report!
We're done with our mission!
Octonauts at ease!
Until the next adventure!